Sirach, chapter 3. Hear me, your father, O my children, and do what you hear, that you all may be saved. For the Lord has given the father glory concerning the children, and has confirmed the judgment of the mother concerning the sons. He who honors his father will make atonement for sins. He who gives glory to his mother is as one who lays up treasure. Whoever honors his father will have joy in his own children. He will be heard in the day of his prayer. He who gives glory to his father will have length of days. He who listens to the Lord will bring rest to his mother, and will serve under his parents, as to masters. Honor your father in deed and word, that a blessing may come upon you from him. For the blessing of the father establishes the houses of children, but the curse of the mother roots out the foundations. Don't glorify yourself in the dishonor of your father, for your father's dishonor is no glory to you. For the glory of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to her children. My son, help your father in his old age, and don't grieve him as long as he lives. If he fails in understanding, have patience with him. Don't dishonor him in your full strength. For the relieving of your father will not be forgotten. Instead of sins it will be added to build you up. In the day of your affliction it will remember you, as fair weather upon ice, so will your sins also melt away. He who forsakes his father is as a blasphemer. He who provokes his mother is cursed by the Lord. My son, go on with your business in humility, so you will be loved by an acceptable man. The greater you are, humble yourself the more, and you will find favor before the Lord. For the power of the Lord is great, and he is glorified by those who are lowly. Don't seek things that are too hard for you, and don't search out things that are above your strength. Think about the things that have been commanded you, for you have no need of the things that are secret. Don't be overly busy in your superfluous works, for more things are showed to you than men can understand. For the conceit of many has led them astray. Evil opinion has caused their judgment to slip. There is no light without eyes. There is no wisdom without knowledge. A stubborn heart will do badly at the end. He who loves danger will perish in it. A stubborn heart will be burdened with troubles. The sinner will heap sin upon sins. The calamity of the proud is no healing, for a weed of wickedness has taken root in him. The heart of the prudent will understand a parable. A wise man desires the ear of a listener. Water will quench a flaming fire, almsgiving will make atonement for sins. He who repays good turns is mindful of that which comes afterward. In the time of his falling he will find a support.